I think it's fair to say, and it's really incumbent upon me to be particularly clear about it, that the Immigration Department are expecting at least 2 years post-graduation working experience in a managerial or supervisory capacity in order to be deemed a professional for the purposes of the general employment policy. It's not hard and fast to the extent that the Immigration Department are counting the days. Literally, if you fall short of a week or two, the Immigration Department will say no. The Department are quite well balanced in that regard, and they'll take the totality of your experience and your academic ability and the needs of the business and the contribution that you're prospectively able to make to the fortunes of your employer. They'll take all that into consideration and use a decent system of judgment in relation to that. In your instance, though, you essentially graduated. You came to Hong Kong on a working holiday visa, which is non-permanent employment. By implication there, I suspect that there was no duties which involve managerial or supervisory responsibilities. And in that regard, you're claiming only half of your working experience out of that. So, in essence, I suspect your post-graduation working experience is simply not going to be sufficient. If you had lots of working experience prior to graduation, well, again, that is a function of how old you are. If you're, say, you're a late developer and you go to university until you were 30 and graduated in your mid-30s but had quite a few years of experience prior to your formal education working in a managerial or supervisory capacity, of course, that would be taken into account in a positive fashion. But if you're relatively young and, you know, really are sort of on the typical trajectory of high school, university and then work, any time spent prior to graduation will probably not suffice, I'm afraid to say. So all things considered, given your profile, I suspect you might not be able to pass the test and get the approval that you're looking for. Having said that, and your question is silent as to what you do and what you graduated in, if you're a computer scientist, you're a coder, and you've got a lot of experience in that regard, those tech skills are warmly welcomed in Hong Kong these days. So given the non-traditional nature of how coders typically get their experience, both before, during and after any university studies that they embark on, the Immigration Department usually, you know, factor those into their deliberations to determine whether or not you're suitably qualified to be deemed a professional. I've certainly seen instances of fresh graduates or indeed non-graduates who have got plenty of experience in coding, say, that have been able to pass muster and get approved. So in that regard, it also depends as to exactly what your skill set is and what your discipline was at university and how you can manifest the totality of your experience to the Immigration Department to allow them to conclude that you are suitably qualified for the role, and that, of course, no local person could reasonably be expected to uptake the work. So I know you're kind of looking for a yes or no answer, but I can't really give you one because that's the nature of Hong Kong immigration. But just turning now to the question of whether a training visa will be suitable in your instance. Well, a training visa is designed for those people who are coming to Hong Kong to receive training that they can't get anywhere else, normally granted between 6 and 12 months, more typically 6, 12 if you argue it and your employer's got a strong reason for having 12 months training. But a training visa isn't an alternate to an employment visa by any means. It's certainly not a stepping stone visa. And I think the other thing to appreciate is that you can't anticipate spending, say, 12 months under a training visa and then expecting that the 12 months under the training visa will accrue to being post-graduation working experience in a managerial or supervisory capacity for the purposes of the general employment policy. Because when you're under a training visa, you are being trained, which means you are being supervised and you are being managed and not vice versa. So a training visa isn't a stepping stone to an employment visa, all things considered. But if it's suitable for the purposes over the next few months for both you and a proposed employer to for you to acquire some more skills and finish off a project that you might have been in the middle of whilst you were working under your working holiday visa, then, you know, by all means, put an application in, set out your training plan in great detail for the Immigration Department to see what kind of activities you're going to be embarking on in terms of the training you'll be receiving. And if they are satisfied that you're eligible for the training visa, you'll get one. So I hope you found that useful.